Hi guys, it's Simple J Assist here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for streaming this little Engine That Could podcast. If you are a returning listener, just know you're my extended family. I can't wait to meet you guys in person. And I love each and every one of you so much. And I'm sending you a big virtual hug to tell you thank you for all the support and all the feedback. I really, truly appreciate you guys so much. And as I tell you guys all the time, positivity in equals positivity out. So keep pushing that positive glow, that positive mindset, and you'll see how much better your life will be moving forward. It's Up on Game Mondays where I drop little gems, little things I want you guys to think about, just things I want you guys to focus on moving forward. So here goes. If you lost someone from your life, not necessarily with death, what I mean is somebody was in your life, they either betrayed you or they decided it's okay not to be cool with you no more, or they don't want to be in your presence anymore. Stop mourning the loss of this person. They left. I know this is tough to hear, but understand that God heard conversations in rooms that you were not present in, sweetie. God heard things, saw things, and realized he needed to remove these people from your life so your life can become exponentially better. He realized that it wasn't going to work out long term. He saw that that person wasn't for you. He saw that you deserve better than what that person was giving out. Do not mourn the loss of this person. You have people who are for reasons and people who are for seasons. Just like seasonal workers, when they're working that part-time and the season is over and the job says, okay, your time's up, we gotta let you go. That's how this is. Unfortunately, it's a thing called life where you have to learn lessons. Some of these are hard lessons. Some of them are soft lessons. These are one of those hard lessons where you have to learn that some folks aren't built to be in your life long term. Some folks are only there temporary. So once that temporary time has come and passed, let that temporary feeling go. It's fleeting, and move on. And focus on the folks that are still solid, 10 toes deep, still in your presence, still being supportive, still being real and authentic with you. Don't focus on things that are gone. Focus on what you have now. Because once it's gone, you can't recapture it. So stay focused on what you have presently. Because what you have presently is what's going to bring you peace, joy, and happiness. Trust me, we've all learned this lesson the hard way. So it's okay. Just stay focused on what you have here and now. And not focus on what is gone. Bye-bye. Okay, guys? Next thing's this. Ladies, stop thinking that you need to live by a certain ideal set by society in order to make yourself be happy. Society on a whole sets different ideals that they think everyone should live by. But you also have to remember that you have a genetic makeup. You were born unique. You were born with your own set of ideas, thoughts, belief system. If you follow society, you will be limited in scope, limited in mindset, and also limited in your reality. Step out of that box. Live your life according to how you want to live your life. Stop following an ideal set by society. Because as I tell you guys all the time, society doesn't pay your bills. Society doesn't know when you're hurting. Society doesn't know when you're having a hard day. Society doesn't care that things aren't going right for you right now. Society doesn't care if you lost a loved one, if you lost your job, if you lost your apartment, if you lost your car. Society doesn't care. So why do you care what society thinks about you as an individual, as a person, as a separate entity? Focus on how you want your life to be. You are the author of your own story. You are the captain of your own ship, that ship being your life. You need to steer it the way you feel comfortable steering it. You need to drive that thing called your life the way you feel comfortable driving it. If you want to drive it 90 miles an hour, that's up to you. If you want to do the slow poke and do the 30 to 40 miles, it's up to you. Either way, it's your life, it's your decision. Stop trying to live by an ideal set by society, when at the end of the day, society won't make you happy, but you ultimately determines what brings your happiness. So let's stop that and start focusing on ourselves and focusing on our own growth and our own development, and not focus on what society dictates or tries to dictate. Next thing is this. I need us to understand that it's okay to cry. We need to stop telling our men, especially, that crying is a form of weakness. No, it's not. Crying allows folks to see that you're human. Crying allows folks to see that you're not just trying to hold everything in and try to be perfect, because there's no such thing as perfection, only in the dictionary, you know. Crying is okay. We need to start preaching that and allowing our men to feel like they can be vulnerable and open and raw. And if they're having a little crisis that's bringing them to the part where they want to cry, let them cry. It's not weak. It doesn't make them less than. Because I'd rather have a man that shows emotion than one that bottles everything up until he gets to that point where he snaps and it's game over for everybody included. So let us not say moving forward that crying is a sign of weakness. It is not. Crying is a strength that we need to acknowledge, that we need to let our men feel comfortable showing. Dear men, we, the women, want you to show emotion. Dear men, we women have no problem with you crying. If that's where you are, that's where we're going to be, right there with you, shedding tears and wiping eyes together and listening. Which brings me to my next thing. Ladies, moving forward, we need to start breathing life into our men. Men feel like they take on a lot of roles, a lot of responsibilities. They're your protector, their provider, they're your security, they're your counselor, they're your lover, your best friend, your financial advisor. And in turn, they feel as though they can't come to you with certain things, and you don't breathe life into them where you support them and protect them also and lift them up when they need it, and understand their dreams and support their dreams and their vision. Let's start doing that. Because what we're having is, when we don't breathe life into our men start second guessing themselves and start thinking they're not bound for greatness. And we don't want that. We don't want our men limiting themselves in their thought process. We don't want our men thinking they're not destined, or we don't want to have them not manifest greatness for themselves. So let's start breathing life into our men. Let's start letting them know that we appreciate, support, see, and are present for them. They are accountable. We are accountable as well, but we account for them. We love them. They are important. They're appreciated. They are respected. We honor them. They are valued. Because a lot of men are walking around here thinking they're not valued by women. And that is just simply wrong. And then they start acting out in different ways. No. We see you. We see what you're doing, King. We applaud your efforts. We're here to support you. We're never going to let you down. We're going to be solid just like you're solid with us. So let's start moving forward and breathing life into our men moving forward, ladies. It is very, very, very important. And lastly, moving forward, let's start making lists of things that we want to accomplish. It's never too late to accomplish a goal. Not because you're in your 30s or 40s, you feel like, oh, what I wanted in my 20s, I can't get again. No, you're limiting yourself. Do not limit yourself. The mind is such a small thing, but it has capability that's so vast and wide. So by limiting yourself, you're limiting your brain capacity to see and visualize and envision things on a grand scale. Don't do that. So let's start making lists, vision boards, things that we want to accomplish, and go for it. You want to go on a vacation to Greece? Go for it. You want to see the world? Go for it. You want to start dating someone who normally wouldn't be the person you would normally date? Because they're probably not your age group or your tax bracket, whatever. Go for it. Seize the day. Start making lists of things that you want to accomplish. You want to start a business? Put the work in. You want to start a YouTube channel? Do it. You want to start a podcast like I did? Why are you not doing it? Why haven't you started? You guys know. I always tell you guys. The place to go is anchor.fm. They do it free. They also publish through Spotify. And there are other places you can do too. If you want to start a podcast, CastBox, Breaker, Stitcher. There's a lot of places. Make a list of things you want to accomplish and we're doing it. We're not sitting down and limiting ourselves anymore. A lot of people since this pandemic came out have realized their dreams. I've taken the opportunity, taken the means to get things done. Let's do it. This is my task for you. Make a list. Put it in motion. Put the plans in motion. Go after what you want. Go after your dreams. Life seems long, but life is really short. You do not want, when you've ridden this thing to the end, that you have regrets. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep striving. Keep manifesting. Keep believing. Keep seizing. Keep achieving. Being a human being is one amazing thing. Stop limiting yourself in believing that you can't do anything. And let's take that word out of our dictionaries and our thought process to can't. It's now can. I can do. I will do. It will be done. Okay, guys, that's the end of Up on Game Mondays. As usual, I'm hoping you guys will have a good one. Stay positive. I keep telling you guys, positivity in equals positivity out. And as always, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.